quality control and chemical analysis of milk, hygiene at the cheese factory. A glass display case on the wall introduces the section dedicated to the quality control of the milk destined to become Parmigiano Reggiano. In it, some tools used for testing are exhibited. They were simple but effective tools which came into use before World War II. There is a provino, or glass sampler, which can hold 50 cubic centimeters, a buretta, or burette, used for testing the acidity level of milk or serum, a density meter used to detect any possible additions of water to the milk, and a test tube holder used during the milk fermentation test. In the past, dairymen had only their senses to determine the quality of milk, and they used their abilities cleverly. For example, the margin of error in the temperature which was measured with one's arm was plus or minus 1 degree centigrade. In 1883 in Reggio Emilia, the Royal Zootechnology School began to perform the very first tests on milk and cheese. From the 1950s on, tests were made in all the cheese factories. In the 1800s, hygiene in cheese factories was rather poor. Floors were not paved, and the inside was blackened by soot because wood fires were not lit in properly vented fireplaces. In the 1900s, the situation improved remarkably thanks to the increase of technical training for dairymen and to the availability of serum additions. Inside the glass case can also be seen a mazzerino, a tool used to clean the boilers, and a spatula used to clean the surfacing vats.